The astronauts return to Earth in the space shuttle. The spaceship rattles and shakes as it re-enters the Earth's atmosphere. Due to the high speed and friction with the air, an intense heat is produced, and the bottom of the spaceship starts glowing. It's quieter when the spaceship approaches the ground and slows down. At the last moment, the landing gear drops and the spaceship lands safely back on Earth. An exciting journey into space finally comes to an end.
It's nice to be back home. It's a lot better here than in space.
In space, my tape recorder is floating around up there and continuously playing my beautiful song. Maybe we can even hear it down here on Earth.
Luckily, we can't.
Come on, Theo, open the window. Let's see if we can hear my song.
That sounds wonderful.
What? You can't even hear my singing.
Exactly. That's why it's so wonderful.
I'm sure the aliens will enjoy my singing. You just don't know anything about music.
And you don't know anything about physics.
What?
Physics. I could have told you right away that your singing won't work in space.
Why not?
Because there's no air up in space. And no one can hear anything without air. Not even the sound waves of your delightful vocals.
Oh, no.
Oh, Tess, just forget the aliens. No one knows if they even exist.
It's too bad I didn't find any.
Oh, don't be sad. You can look forward to the post coming tomorrow.
What post?
I ordered a few more books.
Books? Don't you start with your books again. I already told you we don't have any room left in the house for your thousands of books. Where else could they possibly go?
Well, I thought there might still be some room for the new books in the washing machine.
Would you like to learn more fascinating facts about the world around you? Then join Theo, Tess, and Quentin on their next adventurous expedition. As you know, How and Why always has amazing answers to exciting questions.